Matthew chapter 18. In that hour the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of the heavens? And he called a little child to him, and stood him in their midst, and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like little children, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens. He, therefore, who will humble himself like this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens. And whoever receives one such little child because of my name receives me. And whoever stumbles one of these little ones who believe in me, it is more profitable for him that a great millstone be hung around his neck and he be drowned in the open sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks! For it is necessary for stumbling blocks to come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot stumbles you, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life maimed or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into the eternal fire. And if your eye stumbles you, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye than to have two eyes and be cast into the Gehenna of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in the heavens continually behold the face of my Father who is in the heavens. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and seek the one that has gone astray? And if it so happens that he finds it, truly I say to you that he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. In the same way, it is not the will of your Father who is in the heavens that one of these little ones perish. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go, reprove him between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. If he does not hear you, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to hear the church also, let him be to you just like the Gentile and the tax collector. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, truly I say to you that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of the heavens has become like a king who desired to settle accounts with his slaves. And when he began to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, the master commanded him to be sold, as well as his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. Then the slave fell down and worshipped him, saying, Be patient with me, and I will repay you all. And the master of that slave was moved with compassion, and released him, and forgave him the loan. But that slave went out, and found one of his fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii. And he took hold of him, and began to choke him, saying, Repay me what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and begged him, saying, Be patient with me, and I will repay you. But he would not. Instead, he went away and threw him into prison until he would repay what was owed. Then his fellow slaves, seeing what had taken place, were greatly grieved, and came and explained fully to their master all that had taken place. Then his master called him to him and said to him, Evil slave, all that debt I forgave you because you begged me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you? And his master became angry, and delivered him to the torturers until he would repay all that was owed. So also will my heavenly Father do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your hearts.